This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, Kozlovski, fax 989-463-3451. Regarding Dortha, Dortha, Recker, Recker. Date of birth 10/12/1938. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Recker, who goes by Dot. She has been a patient of ours in this practice since March 3rd of 2021 with known stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease. She did miss her follow-up appointment June 13th of 2022, and so she's being seen today. Normally she would be seen every 4 to 6 months. She has been feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has chronic back pain that is stable. She does have dyspnea and cough. That is also stable with her inhalers. No orthopnea or PND. No recent falls, dizziness, or syncopal episodes. No edema. Medications, I'll detail those. It's Lipitor 20 milligram daily, Effexor XR 225 milligram daily, ProAir HFA inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed, Losartan maximum dose 100 milligram daily, Anoro Ellipta is 62.5/25, 1 inhalation daily. Synthroid 112 microgram daily, Lasix 20 milligram daily, Norvasc 5 milligram daily, Lyrica 100 milligram daily, Fosamax 70 milligram once weekly, Omeprazole 40 milligram daily, Plavix 75 milligram daily, Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day, Myrbetriq, Myrbetriq, 25 milligram once daily, allopurinol 100 milligram daily, glimepiride 1 milligram daily. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get for us today was her blood pressure, and that was 116 over 52. This is a telemed visit today. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 3rd of 2023. Creatinine is 1.7, which is stable, and she does fluctuate quite a bit. Previous levels were 2.1, 1.7, 1.6, and 2.3. Calcium 8.9, sodium 144, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 29, albumin is 4.6, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable but fluctuating creatinine levels. The patient will continue to have labs monthly, and she'll do them up in the Mount Pleasant, My Michigan Health Park. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy, which also appears to be controlled on the glimepiride 1 milligram daily. That's new since the last visit here. And the patient will have a follow-up visit in the Mount Pleasant office within the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.